Say Funky Town Podcast.
Funky Town Podcast.
What? Funky Town Podcast.
Yes. Calling Dr. Howard, Dr. Fine, Dr. Howard.
Shipping and receiving for the Dreamy
group
Life
therapy.
Group therapy four.
Oh yeah, four. Wow.
And the first person we're talking to is Mandy Hand.
Hey there.
And no, I wanted to have you on early so you could promote the show coming up on the 20th.
Yes, I'm so glad I came today. So this Friday, October 20th, we're having an event called Keet, and we have the Transistor Tramps, which are kind of a legendary Fort Worth pop punk, not pop punk, I'm sorry, Elle is going to kill me. Just look them up. And then Little Lost Girls, which is a Runaways tribute out of Denton. And then I put together a Kinks tribute called The Dedicated Followers of Fashion.
That's cool.
Yeah, which is a Kinks song, by the way.
Nice. So, it's all Kinks music.
Yeah, it's going to be really fun. It's early Kinks all the way up till 1970, so.
That'll be cool.
Yeah.
And what's, is there a fashion show?
There's not a fashion show. However, I think we're going to have a vintage pop-up shop.
Oh, nice.
So we're going to try to have that. We have a spanking booth. Elle from Transistor Trance made paddles. So, yeah, like, whatever, if you're into that kind of thing.
I don't know, maybe Friday night, who knows?
Can we talk about, like, money on this thing? I can do that.
Sure, yeah.
It's not a non-profit. So it's $7 or $5 for the costume, so... And we're going to be pretty...
I won't be wearing a costume.
No?
No.
I mean, if you wear, like, polyester pants, we might call that a costume.
Oh, wait, I can wear my bunny ears. They're black.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to be... We're not here to judge what your costume is. Right. So we're going to... Yeah.
So Brock hit me up on Facebook, and he was like, hey, I'm making this...
$5 if he gives me $20.
Okay,
that's a good deal.
So Brock hit me up and he told me he was doing a little commercial.
Oh yeah, yeah.
He was so nervous. He was like, I don't want to push people too far, but I want to push them a little. And I was like, just show me what you do, and I'll let you know if you've pushed me too far. And I was like, this is kind of hot. I am intrigued, and I will be there because of your little video.
I was like, yeah, that was all Brock, and I was.
I didn't see the video.
It's in the event.
Okay.
Or I'll forward it to you.
Okay.
But yeah, it's pretty, it'll make you go, oh.
It'll make you go,
yeah.
Ooh.
And I know Ross. Yes. But and I was, he still shocked me, so I'm very excited.
Yeah.
I thought you'd get a babysitter Friday.
You totally should get a babysitter
Friday. Oh, you definitely should. Yeah, it's going to be really fun.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As I was saying, I don't know, that's my question.
Okay. Have you been to any of the other group therapies?
This is my first one. Because I love Movie the Band. I mean, mm-hmm. And I liked them before I knew those guys. It's not like they were my friends first or anything. So this is the first time I've gotten to see them. And this is a fun event.
They've come on
the podcast before, right?
Yeah.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're really cool.
Yeah,
well, Jesse
cool.
is in our and Designated Followers of Fashion. So we got Jesse.
So... Yeah, that little interruption earlier was Chase saying that he was giving me $20, and I was like, what for?
Because
apparently
he gave
him $5 at some point. Who even knows when?
I don't know.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah, don't even argue.
Yeah. It just comes back around.
And then he could buy me a drink.
Yeah, that's what I'll do. That's what I was just thinking, too. I was like, it's been about alcohol.
Right. It goes right back to shipping and receiving.
Yeah, exactly.
So this is a fun event. It's long, like 19 bands.
I know.
Inside, outside. So
yeah, that's been nice, and the weather's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So
it's just windy.
I'm just excited about the cassette tape that comes with it. So.
Yeah. He didn't know.
No.
Get your tape.
Yeah, I was lost.
I got my ticket. I thought it was a raffle ticket. So they're all going, we got raffle tickets, and they're 4-0. I'm like, yeah, mine starts with an 8. I'm not even close. I didn't realize that wasn't even.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's for your cassette tape. So it's not bad. $15, 19 bands, and you get a cassette tape.
And you get to see all the bands.
Yeah. It's super chill. It's a good crowd.
Have you heard any of the songs off of the...
I have.
Because I've heard some of them, too. There's some really good ones on there.
Oh, man. Yeah.
Well, they're all really good. But, I mean, the ones that I've heard like the... I heard the Andy Pickett one, the Jack Thunder, what sort of one.
That was outstanding.
Yeah. The new version of the different version of the weather, not the weather report, the river report.
Oh, I haven't heard that.
It's the Siberian Traps.
Yes, I have.
Yeah.
I love Siberian Traps.
Yeah. Siberian Traps came on the radio today, and I totally thought of you.
Aww. They're fantastic. I wish they were playing today.
They're all right. They're playing next weekend at Arts Goggle.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Are you going to be at Arts Goggle?
I don't know. We'll see.
We'll be there.
That's the day after Kinks, so it depends on how late I sleep. Which probably won't really be that late, to be honest. I don't sleep.
And then we'll start till noon or 1 o'clock.
Yeah. I really want to go to, like, the lake. Because I always go
you can't sleep in.
You can't.
No.
Yeah. I don't
have kids. I can sleep in.
Your kids are grown.
They're all adults. That's nice. Yeah. I do sleep and mine get up. But I can't leave the house.
No.
Right.
Alright, well, we got Starbase Laboratories.
Starbase Laboratories? Yep.
Star Bass.
It's Star Bass. Oh, so you're fishing?
Yeah, it'd be like a fish in the sky.
Yeah, that would be funny. That'd be awesome.
Star
Bass. I like that idea.
I was going to try to use one of their songs in my fishing videos, but I haven't figured out which one yet.
Oh, yeah, you definitely do that. Something with a lot of fluid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well,
thank you.
Thanks, Jeff. Yeah.
Yeah.
See ya. Susie?
I don't
want you. Start friend, I like it.
Okay.
All right.
We are live with Robbie Rux at Group Therapy 4.
Hello.
Hello.
So, hey, the first one was at the warehouse.
First two, yeah.
The first two, okay, yeah. Right. And then last year it was here?
Yeah, last year was the first time we did it here.
Yeah, so here we go.
The first two were even recorded at warehouse.
Oh, nice.
The last two have been recorded at Cloudland, our new studios.
Yeah, that's right about the same time. Well, I think, wasn't it in February the first time?
Yeah, the first one was in winter time.
Yeah, okay, that's what I thought. I started the podcast in November, but went to that in February. That was one of the real first big things that I did.
Yeah, we do them at different times just because whenever we get them ready, they're ready. So,
okay. Yeah, all right, okay.
It takes us forever.
Yeah. So, Susan, let me ask you, how you pick the bands to play?
How do you pick the bands that are going to be on Group Therapy?
Okay, we kind of, like, as a group, we kind of put down some ideas of bands, and then we kind of just keep going over it, and that's kind of what we do. We try to get new bands every year.
Cool.
In fact, I think next year we're going to do, like, probably like all new bands. Like,
oh, really?
And maybe nobody that was on any of the last two.
Oh, cool. Okay, so.
That's what I'm hoping for. I mean, I might get outvoted.
And then you have 19 bands playing throughout the day today.
Yeah.
Is there 19 bands on the cassette?
There's actually 29 on the cassette.
29 on the cassette.
Yeah.
Holy.
That's a lot. Yeah. We'll probably cut back a little next year because it was a little much. But,
So how long does it take to bring this together?
It actually ends up taking about 6 to 8 months. It's a lot of coordinating.
So, like, as soon as it's through, you take just a couple months off and then you start all over again.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, we'll be probably this winter time in either December or January deciding what we're going to do for the next one.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so crazy.
Therapy 5.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Yeah.
So, who's the we that sits together?
So me, Cameron Smith, Jim Valley, and Britt Robichaud.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, three people I wasn't expecting
the four horsemen.
You to say.
Oh, no, that's because you have, let's see, the first one, it was Dreamy Sounds and Low Life.
Yeah, exactly.
And then then they came.
Yeah, the last two have been Dreamy Life.
Oh, right. They came together.
And then now they're Dreamy Life.
That's kind of how we ended up coming together in the first place.
And then you have the record store.
Gotcha.
And then you also have Cloudland, Sprit.
Right.
Because, yeah. Originally Dreamy Sounds was an exclusive kind of like psychedelic
label, right? Label. Kind of reverby.
And then Low Life was more of a punk rock
label. Totally.
And then we decided to do a crazy thing and just come together because we're all playing the same shows anyway.
Yeah, and then you do much more than either one of them. I mean, you do both those things, but then you do more.
And you
more
find out you're more like minded with each other than you,
than
you
ever.
Like, they're almost like brothers. So.
Yeah. Very cool.
We're family.
War Party did, I thought they did really good at Friday night at Mass.
No, that was that was an excellent show,
fun.
top to bottom.
Yeah. It was fun. It was a fun show.
Yeah,
it was a good time.
It was one of my top 10 shows this year.
This is one of the events that I look forward to every year. I've been to all four, and I'll probably be here next year. I'm sure I'll be here next year.
Oh yeah, totally.
I haven't heard all of it, but I streamed a lot of the tracks as they were coming out.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good stuff
on
there.
It's solid.
Yeah, it's real solid.
Yeah,
I think it's a little better every year.
I think every year it improves a little bit.
All right, well, it's always good talking to you.
Cool. Good talking to you guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Rob, cheers.
Cheers. See, she's my bulldog.
Eli, you can stick.
He's soft-spoken.
So he's
okay.
Such a sweetie.
Okay, so we're here with...
Acid Carousel.
Three of the 19 members.
No, there are six of you.
Today there were.
I saw you one time.
We thought there was going to be five, and someone else showed up.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
And we were like, cool. All right.
So this is Acid Carousel. I don't think we said that, did we?
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, okay. I've been drinking all weekend long.
But it does fluctuate, right? You just kind of show up with a bunch of friends. It's like, we have eight tonight, or we have five tonight.
Pretty much. We're trying to find, more of a stable lineup, but it always just ends up being kind of a collection of friends.
That's how the experience has been so far.
She was like, you got to have these guys on because I have a million questions to ask.
I do have a million questions to ask. Okay, so wait. So John, Gus, Lucas.
Mm-hmm.
Gus.
Yes.
This is a very Papa John hat from the Mamas and the Papas.
Yes.
Yeah.
Tom Phillips. Tom Phillips, exactly, yeah.
I'm like, the whole time he's playing, I was like, fascinated. fascinated. Like,
yeah.
What is he an influence on you?
Yeah, I mean, I love the Mamas and Papas, and I just loved watching. My dad got me this hat, and I was like, dude, it's like Monterey Pop. It's that whole Monterey Pop thing, we love all of that.
Yeah.
Just the whole 60s in general. Like, anything that was a good record from that influenced me. Anything from Bossa Nova instrumental.
Tropicalia. Tropicalia,
yeah. We
George Bank, I thought it was awesome.
Yeah. And you guys all fit the part. You have all the...
Yeah, exactly.
Do the right kind of thread.
Yeah, you don't get to play unless you're part of the cult, you know.
Oh, yeah.
You gotta have the vision. Yeah.
Got it. I like it.
Very much.
Yeah, I got y'all's tape right after it came out. I went to the Dreamy Life thing. Were y'all played and Sea Lion played? And
Yeah, probably.
Sea Lion. That's the band I play drums with.
Oh, okay. Oh. Right. Yeah, that's right. Okay.
The Fort Worth music scene is so incestuous.
Denton's even worse. That's where we're from now, where we're based out of.
You're based out of Denton now?
Yeah. And like we have a group of like three bands, or four bands, I guess, that we're all members of. We actually just saw a family tree someone threw out of connected. Yeah.
No, that's cool. Well, it's way more hippie-ish.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
In Denton, you know. So that fits y'all's.
The music scene there is almost main, pretty much all DIY now. Oh. Except for the bigger bands, there's like no venues for A, kids to go, or it's they won't pay to get in. It's all house parties.
It's all house
college towns.
It's all house parties out there, right?
Yeah.
We played one yesterday. No, Friday.
Yeah, Friday.
Oh man, it got
that was a great show.
Yeah, it got super rowdy.
It's really great playing for like kids, like people our age, mainly because, and like college kids, because usually we're used to playing in bars where like, it's just people drinking, they don't always care, but like when you just get kids there just going loose in their minds, it's great.
Yeah. Especially if they're kids that can't go to bars.
Exactly.
And this is like them getting out and doing this and being wild and going crazy. They don't get that, you know, that outlet. Exactly. Like is a, is 19 still a thing?
Yeah.
I know they were kind of...
Yeah, no, it's still a thing.
That's our DIY.
Yeah, it's all DIY.
You know, but it's mostly punk.
Yeah.
Like kind of hardcore punk.
Oh, yeah.
But DIY hardcore punk, whatever.
Yeah.
So you guys are like super fun to watch. I think all of y'all were smiling the entire time.
That's what we love to do.
Oh yeah. Absolutely. Like, you can't go there and not have a good time. Honestly.
Yeah, there's no point dancing around if you're not like enjoying it. It's not fake. We're just having the best time.
Yeah. That's what it looked like.
No, it's like y'all were extra loud.
Yeah.
No, while you guys were playing, Josh Jones.
Yeah.
I'm gonna try to blow a speaker. <Watch this. laughs> I was like, yes, this is so good.
And then I got a text message saying, did he just say that this song was about old people and going?
That was me. I was like in the
back
of the venue and I'm all, did that kid just say old people?
Oh yeah, that song's it's called the Swingers is what we call it basically. But it's about basically, yeah, swingers. I'm watching up that 70s show, I guess.
Right.
I didn't even know what a key party was. I had to look it up. Just kidding. Chris's face was awesome.
All right, you guys. So it's they can find you on Bandcamp.
Bandcamp, SoundCloud, Spotify, iTunes, everywhere pretty much. I think we are now.
That's the carousel, and it's higher than the Beatles.
Higher than the Beatles is the last record we put out, full length. We've got a single that just came out a couple months ago, and then a new record coming soon from that. And then the song that came out with Dream Me Life just today.
Awesome. I'm glad you guys are on the compilation.
Yeah, no, we're glad. They've been really great to us. They put out our last record, and we're doing another project with them, too. That's been really good.
Another?
It's a good family to be a part of.
They are a good family part of, totally. All right, you guys. Well,
awesome.
Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Pleasure meeting you guys.
Yeah, you too, man.
Thank you so much for having me.
With the Professor Fez 63, and I've got a new interview partner, Ryan.
Yo.
Okay, so can you guys introduce yourselves?
I'm Professor Fuzz.
I'm Mr. B.
Sleepy Red.
Nice. All right, so how long have y'all been playing together?
Since he was about 9.
Are y'all a family band?
That's what they tell us.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Yeah, she's put up with me for about 30 years, and he came out about 23 years ago. So,
gotcha.
Yeah.
And you guys all have matching glasses.
Apparently so, yes.
So me and my kids all do too. That's pretty awesome. So one of the things that we really love about you guys is that you're kind of like math rock, math fuzz. And you all, are you all gamers? You're a video gamer?
Can I ask you a question about
Okay, go.
Do you prefer Minecraft or Terraria?
Can I say neither? I'm an RPG guy.
Okay.
So, you're actually a professor, too.
That is true, yes.
I've seen your posts where you talk about some of your students sometimes.
I try not to talk in too much detail about my students because there are...
I would never guess who they were.
Federal Education Privacy Rights Act and so forth. But, I have some good students.
That's
awesome. And I have some students that make me laugh.
Yes. Yeah. Awesome. So, what shows do y'all have coming up?
We have Division Brewing on the weekend before Halloween.
Oh, fun.
October
28th.
Uh-huh. With, Lindy's Revenge from Fort Worth.
Oh, sweet.
Ex-Optimus from Bryan, and Los Esqueletos from Oklahoma City.
Oh, sweet. Now, are Los Esqueletos, are they a ska band?
No, they're like Mexican surf punk.
Interesting. Okay. Because they have that ska in the middle, so I thought they were ska-ish.
No, they're like skeleton stuff. So
gotcha.
They dress in skeleton and Mexican cowboy outfits, and... lots of fuzz. They're a fun band.
Pretty cool.
What is y'all's biggest musical influence?
That's a good question.
Cramps.
Oh, I love the Cramps.
Velvet Underground.
Yeah. Nice.
The Fall.
Tom Waits.
Okay. Oh,
yeah. The same things.
And so...
And they can't see this on the podcast, but like I'm really old, and so I've been listening to music for over 50 years, and all of the stuff... just sort of finds its way into what we're doing.
Right on.
It's kind of eclectic.
It's so interesting because you can always hear it. As soon as you start saying your influences, I'm like, oh yeah, I can hear it. And like, he grew up in the fiddle scene, and a lot of that old time kind of fiddle music, if you listen to any songs that he writes, you know, for Igneous Graham or for Earthchild Imperius, you can really hear that influence, and it's pretty cool. I love that.
Well, I think anybody who's enjoying music and making music, everything that you take in is eventually going to find its way back out in some way, shape, or form. And hopefully it's not identifiable until we start listening to music. Oh, yes, I hear Tom Waits here, and I hear the Cramps here, I hear Bill Monroe here, or whatever. If it comes out and someone says, oh, God, they sound just like the Cramps.
Oh, yeah, no.
Then you're kind of...
No,
you
know, like, I didn't
even... cover band, and then it's okay.
Yeah,
I didn't even hear, like... I didn't think about it until you guys said, and then I'm like, oh yeah. So it's pretty cool. So who is the like the lead songwriter?
Mike. That would be me.
Mike's the lead.
Yeah.
How much influence do you two have on what he does?
Once he has a melody and lyrics, and we write our parts to go with it.
So yeah, they're invaluable in terms of arranging the songs.
Right.
And sometimes I'll have an idea of what kind of a drum part or organ part I might want, and other times I just come in with a framework and we work stuff out.
Cool.
And I have a high school percussion background, so I'm used to doing ensemble stuff.
Oh.
So I have them do it, the guitar and organ together, and they come to me and I just frame something with what I get.
Oh, very cool. Very, very cool. That's awesome. All right, do you have any more questions for these guys? Alright, so
well, you know where to find us if you come up and think of something else.
Absolutely.
Alright, so you can check out the Professor Fuzz 63 at Division Brewing the weekend before Halloween.
October 28th.
Awesome. These guys just played there too. It was a pretty fun little show.
It's a great place.
Yeah. Yeah. Alright, cool. Thank you all so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Take care.
Thanks. Sweet.
I love the Funky Town podcast.
Yay. Okay, so Eli, Jeff, Eli.
Hey. Hi, Jeff.
I think we had Renee on before.
Oh.
Like probably. At an event kind of like this.
He's better at talking than I am, but I'll try my best.
Okay. So this is two nights in a row that you've had a show. Last night was at the Boiled Owl.
Right, and it was a lot of fun.
Were you there?
No, I was at KMFDM.
I thought maybe afterwards, because I saw pictures of you at the Bowled Out. Was that Friday?
It could have been. I don't know. This weekend has been one big blur of alcohol.
Yesterday was her birthday.
Yeah.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you, Eli.
I saw, like, the pictures on Facebook.
Thank you.
Happy late birthday.
Thank you. Okay, so you guys have a song on Nickelodeon's. Tell me about that.
Yeah, we do. Renee would be better to talk with about this. These people were making a documentary about Nickelodeon in the 90s, and I don't know how they came across our music, but they asked if they could use our EP in their documentary, and we said yeah, because everybody loves Nickelodeon,
right?
In the 90s.
Totally.
Yeah. I didn't have cable growing up, but if I was at a friend's house, we were watching Nickelodeon.
What was on Nickelodeon in the 90s?
So for Nick Jr., it was Face. Remember Face? He just was just a face on the TV screen.
I never saw Face.
There was lots of slime.
I was growing up, they had
Kenan and Kel.
Lots of Nick.
Yeah, but they had that in the 80s.
Did they have that in the 80s too?
Yeah, and they had the slime in the 80s.
Yeah. My kids were little in the 90s, so they watched Nick Jr. So, anyway, but, what's going on with Woes? Like, talk to me about, you got any albums? What are you working on right now?
We have a lot of demos. We're trying to record a full length, but we're trying to do it on our own this time.
Uh-huh.
And we're kind of going through some member transitions right now because some people have to go to school make good choices. I don't know what that's about.
Alex.
So we're kind of in a transitionary phase right here, but we have a lot of new songs and a lot of demos.
Cool.
We're just trying to get the recording right, and whenever we get our full length recording out, we're gonna push it really hard.
That's cool.
You have any shows?
We're not
up?
Going away. We are playing next weekend. We have two shows actually.
For Arts Club, we've got a show.
Right, we're playing at the 20th at the Grotto, which the Grotto's about to go away too.
Yeah.
So we're playing with Sub-Sahara and Bulls, which are two of my favorite bands, and they're
Bulls
both playing
awesome.
Here tonight.
I haven't seen them before. They're
yeah,
great.
Yeah, they're badass. They're one of my favorite bands locally. So we're playing with them at the Grotto on the 20th, and then we're playing at Arts Goggle on the 21st.
At the chat, right?
At 7 o'clock on the main stage.
Oh,
and
on
I think,
the main
yeah,
stage. Nice.
I think that's outdoors. So.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Down at the end of the block. That's
right.
Pretty cool.
And,
awesome.
And Alex and Jody are seeing King Crimson that night, I think. So we're going to have a new bass player for that night.
Whoa, and who's
so
going to
we'll
play keys?
We'll see how
keys?
That goes.
Wow.
I don't think we're going to have a keys player.
No keys? Ah.
The keys are honestly the most important part. Because every band has guitars, right? Guitars are boring. It's been so great to have Jody in, playing the keys. He's been awesome. They want to see King Crimson. I can't blame him for that.
No. I can't blame him for that.
You can't miss
either.
That chance, right?
I know, dude.
So I understand.
All right. Well, Eli, thank you so much for your time.
Yes, yeah, very much.
Thank happy late birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Nice
thank
to
you.
Meet you.
Yeah, you too.
All right.
It was cold outside and I did not want guys.
Hey.
What's up?
I just wanted
How are you?
Good, good. I just wanted to walk up on Teenage Sex.
Yeah. Well, sometimes it happens. Rarely, but.
Yeah, what for lucky, haven't you, like, made, like, R files on the Cloudline computer? Like, Teenage Sex, banned.
I don't know. It's TS. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to type that. Yeah, I'm not typing that.
Stored in the cloud.
So, Teenage Sex is a very provocative name.
Yeah, it raises eyebrows sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
And it doesn't mean that it's underage teenage sex. It could be 18, 19.
Yeah. I came up with the name when I was underage, but I was 16, and it was a way to make fun of myself because I was the only virgin out of my group of friends.
No way.
So it was my way of, like, making fun of myself.
Oh, that's awesome.
For not having any teenage sex.
Yeah.
You know? But now it's just like, it also fit our sound back then. I wrote a lot of, like, jangly kind of garage pop type stuff.
Right.
But now that we do this, like more emo tinge, like, chunkier, heavier stuff, we just have this, like, silly name we're stuck with. But it could be worse, you know? Like, people seem to respond to it pretty well.
Yeah, no, I mean, it stays with you. It's like, you know.
My mom wears our T-shirts, so that's tight.
Yeah, that's tight. Yeah, it's great.
She gets a lot of, she wears it grocery shopping sometimes. She's like, I'll forget I'm wearing y'all's shirt. And get, like, lots of looks.
No, that's awesome. We met a lady at that party where she was all like, my son's in this band. She's like, you know, they're called whatever. And I was like, that's a great name. That name sucks. His band sucks.
Oh,
terrible.
God damn.
She was totally just, I mean, yeah. Just hard.
She was a Plano mom. She didn't want her son playing in a band in Austin.
And I was like, it's some, like, kind of heavy.
I grew up in a trailer park, so. Central Texas, a town called Kirvin. Right around, like, Mahaya, Corsicana, Fairfield.
Okay.
Tig.
Heard of Mahaya.
So, like, what was the population of your town?
85.
That's not too bad.
Everyone lived in the trailer park?
Yes. and I was the only, you know, bisexual punk kid dying his hair and wearing all black.
Yeah.
Dude, that's gotta be the worst in a small town.
Hey, it was kind of cool.
Yeah.
You know, I was angsty, so I liked to, like, freak people out.
Nice. See, I wasn't like that, you know. And see, I didn't have the internet whenever I was a kid, you know, so, I mean, at least. Even if you're in a small town, you can still kind of find people like you.
Yeah, yeah.
Chat rooms or whatever, but you find friends that are in, you know, New York or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, okay, I'm not so crazy. It's just here.
Yeah.
When I grow up, I'm going to move out of here and go to a cool city where there's cool kids. But,
yeah, I'm living in Denton with Charlie right now and Kevin, who lives in Dallas.
You know, I like how Charlie and Ben are like, see you later. Microphone's out. We're out of here. So you got a new song on the compilation?
We do. It's a song called Honestly. It's the second song in our set, so you'll hear it tonight. It's a song I wrote about, like, staying the night at somebody's house and then just, like, staying in their room all day while they're at work and, like, putting on their makeup and stuff.
Oh, really?
Right on.
And then them coming home and, like, laughing at you. But, like, in a loving way.
Yeah, yeah.
Was this something that happened to you personally?
In a way.
Gotcha. Like, it was lingerie, though, when they came back.
Well, actually, I've done that, too. But, no, it was just sort of like, it was part, like, things that have happened, and also just, like, something that I thought was kind of dumb and sweet and cute.
That's pretty cool. Yeah.
It's, like, still a little sad, but, like, by far the least sad out of any of our songs.
Gotcha.
Because we're all a bunch of, like, little emo sad boys.
No, but you don't cry on stage.
I've gotten close.
He has, yeah.
I've cried in the studio.
So I mean, it gets that. I mean, like, it's all pretty personal stuff. So, because, I mean, I'm assuming that, look, whenever I was a kid, there was no emo. That wasn't a thing.
There was goth.
There was goth, yeah. Which is not the closest, I guess.
Yeah,
you know,
it was,
I mean,
not the closest.
Because I think the Smiths might be emo, because Morrissey's all, you know,
well, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, and The Cure.
A lot of people take the first emo bands that tend to be, like, Rites of Spring, and, like, that band Ian MacKaye was in Embrace. What they called that emo core, because it was still rooted in, like, hardcore punk.
Okay.
And then bands like Cabin Jazz and everything sort of smoothed things out and got a little bit more melodic with it. But
I mean, is it more poetic and sensitive and more emotional? I mean, I'm thinking that that's where emo.
Basically, emo today is usually on the softer side, but a lot of bands we take influence from, Joyce Manor, Sorority Noise, Graduating Life, like, are still very much rooted in punk and pop punk.
Yeah.
So basically, we just try to write, you know, personal personal songs that still rely on, like, pop sensibilities, but the lyrics definitely are very personal and a bit of a bummer. from time to time. But we're singing them, you know. We still like to shout and yell, and we like to get people dancing with songs about hating ourselves. So it's a pretty interesting thing to see.
You guys play, and it's not a bummer. It's not a downer, you know.
Yeah. We don't want our songs to sound as sad as they actually are.
Right.
Yeah.
Because, you know, like, I still, if you look at the way I write our songs, it's still pop music. You know, with distorted guitars and some yelled vocals.
Yeah. Are you working on anything new?
We are trying to work on a full length. We're talking to some different people about studio time and, because we haven't actually had a full official full length record.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But we're in talks with some people and hopefully by the end of the year can get in the studio and start working on the 12 to 13 songs we have ready on a full-length record, and it's furthering this direction that we're moving in, kind of more mid-tempo, more heavy, trying to sing more, trying to be a little bit more melodic.
Right on.
We're trying to rip off Pinkerton Era Weezer, basically. that's what we're trying to be.
That's not so bad, I guess.
Yeah.
So, were you part of the Kissin' Booth?
I was.
Yeah?
I was,
I saw you up there shirtless.
I was
wolf whistling you.
I take any chance I get to take off my shirt. But no, business was booming.
Nice.
I kissed a lot of lips tonight. It was nice. It was fun.
Sweet.
And being, bye, did you get both boys and girls?
Yes. In fact, Christopher Walden and we made out for 30 seconds.
Sweet.
On camera. It got a little spicy.
Nice. Maybe posted somewhere, I'm sure.
I think so. I think I haven't seen it on Instagram yet.
Spicy. Yeah.
Really, any kiss longer than maybe just 5 seconds starts to get a little spicy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
There was a little bit of lip biting, and you know, that mustache rubbed against my upper lip somewhat fierce.
You're like, you know, this joke is not funny anymore.
All
right, man. Well, it was good talking to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for taking the time.
And good talking to Charlie, too.
No problem. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
All right.
Later.
Thank you. Recording?
Yeah, Brandon.
Brandon Peterson.
Peterson.
Yeah. With,
hello.
With brother, sister. Brother, sister design.
Okay, yeah.
And my favorite art pieces in Fort Worth. A lot of them are done by you. You have a booth coming up at Arts Goggle?
Yeah, we have a big thing going. We're doing this big, giant design your own monster, the South Side design their own monster at Friday on the Green. So, like, we had, like, this little booth set up, and the children designed their own monster. We chose one, and we built, like, a 25-foot version of it. And we're going to try to do a puppet based out of Frank Kent.
Wow.
So, at Frank Kent, they're going to, like, we're going to do a couple of showings, maybe a 2-ish and maybe a 4:30-ish and, like, a 7 p.m. So, we're going to kind of go one way down the street and then down the other way.
That's awesome.
That'd be really cool.
See if we can maneuver our gigantic 20-foot puppet down the street with all those booths.
Awesome. What else do you guys have coming up after Arts Goggle? What things do you have in the works project-wise?
I mean, our another big project with Bobby on drums, Jay Wilkinson, and myself. We're doing a big giant New Year's Eve party over at for the M2G Ventures and like over in the Foundry District. It's like a 15,000 square foot build out on some kind of 1920 circus theme.
Nice.
And we're currently in the process of finding sponsors and we're gonna build all kinds of circus tents and crazy elephants and dunk tanks and shows, all kinds of things are pretty much happening.
That's New Year's Eve. Nice.
Yeah. Very
New Year's Eve at behind Target there in West 7th, kind of the Foundry.
Right on. That'll be cool.
It'll be cool.
Awesome. Well, we'll be roaming around Arts Goggle, so we'll look for you and your giant monster.
We'll be able to miss it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I have a friend as well. He just recently moved into my shop. His name is Atticus Broadbent, and he's we're going to have a booth there at Arts Goggle as well, and have all kinds of crazy woodworking stuff there.
Okay.
Cool.
Like tables and cutting boards and just stuff made out of wood.
Nice. Yeah. Just, I like it.
We'll look for him, too.
Totally, for sure. Okay, and then where around town can we go to restaurants and stuff and see your tables and your pools?
I mean, I have stuff all over the place. Like, Taco Heads, everything made out of wood at Taco Heads.
You did.
Awesome. The Sauce of Limon by TCU. Everything that's branded. That's Brother Sister Design.
Sweet.
Tokyo Cafe. I got a little wooden guy. He's made out of cedar. He sits permanently in front of Frank Kent.
Yeah.
Nice.
I love that guy.
Okay, a lot of people take pictures.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's kind of my block right there. I got all kinds of stuff in front of Kraftwerk as well.
Yeah. Okay, wait, I've got a question.
Checkerboard tables and stuff.
Is there a sister in Brother Sister Design?
There is, but she lives in New Zealand and she does interior design out there.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
So we always, when she lived out there with me in Australia for a while. I lived in Australia for 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And during that time, she was always like, let's go home and start a design company. She'll do the interior design, I'll do the building. And then I came home and started the company. And then she pretty much moved to New Zealand and became a resident and does interior design out there for Peter, the guy who owns Lord of the Rings, you know. That's like, all kinds of crazy people live in New Zealand.
Right on. That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Sweet. All right, cool. Well, y'all go out to Arts Goggle on Saturday, check out their designs and monsters.
And their monster.
Yeah. And then go out for New Year's Eve.
It's good to meet you, Brandon.
Yeah.
Oh, you as well.
Everybody knows me. I'm a big fan.
All right, now I'm even more prepared.
Hi, I'm Susie.
Hi, Preston.
Nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
So with Preston, Jack Thunder. But I want to talk about the fibs for a second, though. I saw the video. The video is really cool.
Thank you.
Who did the video for you guys?
Peter Marsh recorded it, and then we sent it to Ricky Squanto, a.k.a.
Oh, all right.
He did all the imaging from that point on.
Oh.
Drew Beverick, yeah.
That's really cool. So it's a 12-song full length.
12-song full length.
So what kind of, I know everybody hates the question, but is it like dark wave, like the kind of the classification of what y'all do? It's kind of got like an 80s, I always think of like Sisters of Mercy or something, or...
That's a decent comparison. It's still going to be... There's a few tracks that are definitely dark, the darkest of the wave.
Uh-huh.
And then on this new one, we've got a couple that are... You know, there's like a doo-wop song that's very, like, lovey. And we got a couple of poppy tracks, kind of like the one in the video, Simply Defined. It's going to be pretty diverse. There's two Latin beat tracks, so...
Oh, right on.
Song sang in Spanish. We're doing a Bo Diddley cover of Prisoner of Love.
Wow.
So it's going to be all over the boards.
When is it coming out?
I don't know.
No.
You tell me. We got like one song left to record vocals on, and then just your mixing.
Yeah, you're doing all over at Cloudland?
Yep. Sure are.
That's cool, man. Did you get any new gear for the record?
Any new gear?
Yeah, like new guitar, like new pedals or anything?
No, I mean, I used my Silvertone for the most part, and then I went back with a Rickenbacker because of the length of the neck was easier to get some high notes, some solos on songs.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a mixture between a Moserite, a Rickenbacker, and a Silvertone hollow body are the guitars used. Going through a Music Man, and then also a Roland Jazz Chorus.
Oh, cool.
As far as guitar goes.
I always liked your tone.
Hey, thanks, man.
The guitar tone.
Appreciate it.
You did say when we weren't recording was that you're going to have a full length out with Road Soda, Jack Thunder Road Soda, full-length album.
Full-length album. It's going to be 10 songs.
That'll be awesome.
That one's going to take a little longer. The Fibs record will be out really soon. The Jack Thunder record should be out within the next few months.
Yeah, that's cool. Maybe Todd will come back through.
That son of a bitch better.
Yeah.
Go on, tell him.
Yeah, I like that dude, man. So I like watching y'all together. But I like you and the Fibs, too. I mean, it's two different things. It's really cool. Because usually, like, the singer kind of brings his thing to both bands, where it's like they're almost kind of the same band, but these aren't the same bands. And they're not the same singer in each band.
Oh, no.
You know, it's a different... You're Jack Thunder over here, and over here, I guess you're Preston.
Yeah, it's gotta be. Different mindset, different style, different personality.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's always good seeing you.
Likewise, yeah. Appreciate it.
Yeah. Okay, so talk to me. You're getting ready to leave?
Yeah, we're gonna take off. It's been a long weekend, but fun weekend.
What all did you? What did you do Friday?
Friday night we went to the Meat Motor Scooter album release show.
Oh, yeah, right.
So that was pretty cool. And you and Diana were the first two people to wish me a happy birthday on my birthday.
That's right.
Yeah, so that was pretty rad. And every band was so cool. Like, I've seen Kyoto Lo-Fi before, but like not really paid attention. And so, like, paying attention, I was just like, dude, this is pretty rad. War Party was really good. Henry the Archer was good. So then Saturday I ended up going to Dallas to go see Camp FDM with my children, which was fun. And then today was birthday lunch, and then we came here. Yeah.
I'm hoping they can hear you because I can't hear you.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
No, I'm hoping they're picking it up.
Yeah. I didn't want to be like shouting into it, you know. But how was your weekend? Like, what all did you guys end up doing?
Working on the boat. Nothing.
Yeah.
So, you had fun today here?
Oh yeah, totally. This was pretty awesome. What was your favorite part of today?
I don't know.
Yeah. I think my favorite surprise of the day was interviewing Caleb with Teenage Sex.
That might be my favorite part of the day. I liked interviewing him. I wanted to.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. I was not expecting to have that much fun interviewing him. It was pretty cool.
No, I think they need to come on the show.
Oh, totally. Yeah, you should have a full show dedicated to Teenage Sex.
Yeah. A whole show dedicated to nothing but Teenage Sex.
Yeah, that's it. Only
I've always wanted to.
Sex.
But I also really like interviewing Acid Kick Carousel because I really like those guys.
Yeah, me too.
And
that
seeing
was
them
really,
play, too. I like seeing them play.
And I, like, you know, with Gus's hat, with the throwbacks to the Mamas and the Papas, and the whole, everyone in the band, you know, they totally fit the part. They're all excellent musicians.
Yeah.
They're up there having fun, and the crowd's into it.
Like, it's got to play the guitar, and they don't play the bass.
Right.
They don't play the keyboard.
Yeah.
They all trade.
Yeah. That's
pretty
weird.
Now, yeah. They're a strange little band.
Yeah.
Very organic.
Yeah.
Like I said, they just bring a bunch of friends and go, who wants to play tonight?
Yeah. That was fun.
Yeah, they were loud. They had like four guitars.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. And that was pretty funny when Josh was like, let's see if I can pull a speaker. I was like, you know how expensive those things are?
Yeah.
I kicked into mommy mode.
They're cool.
Yeah. That was pretty good.
And Zach crapped out like at 1:30. And Joe crapped out like at 4.
Yeah, last two standing.
Yeah.
You and I.
And you had the birthday weekend.
Like, I'm just gonna stay for a little bit, then I'm gonna take off. But, you know, I'm glad I stayed for sure, because, you know, it was really fun. I don't have the chance to see Woes as often as I should, so checking out them and hearing about the song on the Nickelodeon thing was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
And we'll do this again next week at Arts Conference.
And then Sub-Sahara, they're pretty great.
Yeah, they're playing in the background.
Yeah, they're playing in the background right now. I'm loving it.
Yeah, they got a nice crowd in there, too.
Yeah, they do. It's a big crowd.
Yeah, and they sound good.
Yeah.
I never heard of them.
No, yeah, me neither. I don't think.
They sound good.
Yeah, pretty cool. So.
Well, I guess I'll see you next week at Art Squabble.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. All right.
I hope so. The wife's got a booth again this year.
I'm super excited. I already told my kids they're getting bath bombs in their stockings.
Uh-oh.
I was like, even Brian's going to get one in his stocking. He's going to love it. He's going to be like, this is the best gift ever.
Probably.
So, rad. Thanks, man.
Did you get any good gifts for your birthday?
Oh, my gosh. I got a new front door.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I told her I wanted a new front door for Christmas, and so she gave me a gift card to Home Depot so I could go get one.
Nice.
So, I figured we should do it before it gets too cold. So that was pretty awesome.
And do you want to promote your show?
Oh, sure. So Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. and then Tuesdays at either 7 or 8. I can't remember right now.
A.m. or p.m.?
8 o'clock p.m.
p.m.
is Shop Small with Susie on the Pirate. And you can listen to me every weekend, too, with my Pirate Picks, which is pretty fun. I love doing those. It's so much fun promoting the bands. It's so much fun promoting local businesses. And it's really cool because a lot of people are coming and they're like, oh, I heard you got this Shop Small show. I want to come on there. And
that's
like,
awesome.
Pushing it out into January and February now. And I'm like, rad. It's going to be rad.
Cool.
Yeah. It's a good feeling. So it's pretty fun. So listen and let me know if you like it. Let me know if you want to see anybody on the show. That'd be cool. Yeah.
Happy birthday.
All right, thank you, man. Bye. Bye.
Oh Lord, I'm from the town.